lesson and text this morning is a portion of the 17th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning at verse 11. And it came about that while Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem, that he was passing between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 leprous men who stood at a distance and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And it came about that as they were going, they were sent. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 sons, but the 9 where are they? Were none found who turned back to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way, your faith has made you well." This is the lesson. May the undeserved favor of God be the foundation for our every hope and the cause for our everlasting thanksgiving. Amen. Just before the pericope was heard as our text, Jesus, according to St. Luke's account, raises the interesting question, who bothers to thank a slave because he did what was commanded? In our text, St. Luke records the miracle of the healing of some lepers. 10 men afflicted with a disease that excluded them from normal society and threatened a slow but certain death sought help from Jesus. All 10 were told to go and show themselves to the priest. All 10 went. All 10 were healed. But the fact that only one of the 10 returned to give thanks to Jesus raises some interesting questions. Were there not 10 sons? What happened to the 9? Who, except for the foreigner, bothered to thank God? Who bothered to thank God? Certainly not those whose only concern is to enjoy what has been given them. 10 met Jesus, 10 called him Master, 10 were healed and undoubtedly rejoiced, but only one looked beyond the healing to the healer. And only one of the 10 cases did giving thanks have a higher priority than being certified as clean and enjoying re-entrance into society. Like the 9, we also frequently manifest a selfishness which is enamored of the things that benefit us and cares not at all for the God who graciously supplies our every need. Beware. Such greedy myopia stifles thanksgiving. It sees no cause for gratitude, even when we receive what we think is best at the time we prefer in the way we desire. In such an attitude of concern only for enjoying ourselves today, who bothers to thank God? Who bothers to thank God? Certainly not those who have deceived themselves into feeling that God's good treatment is something they have earned. The text places much emphasis upon the fact that the one who returned to give thanks to Jesus was a Samaritan, a foreigner, a member as far as the Jews were concerned of another race. That he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, and half symbolizing his complete subjection and abundant gratefulness, For he realized that his healing was an act of unmerited mercy, not a payment or compensation which he deserved. And how much his view differed from those of the majority of people, both at Christ's time and still today, how easy it is even for us to pin our hope for God's favor on what we are, or think, or say, or do. How often we desire and sometimes even demand that God be kind to us and help us as a reward for our faithful service in His church, or for our pious lives, or for our delightful personality. Beware. Such self-righteous pride will not fall at Jesus' feet to give thanks to Him. It gives no glory to God for His marvelous works of mercy, because it sees God only as a paymaster who is distributing benefits to those who have earned it. When such an attitude prevails, who bothers to thank God? Who bothers to thank God? Only those whom God has rescued from the dominion of sin and Satan by giving them faith in the saving work of Christ. The event recorded in the text happened while Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem to lay down his life as the sacrifice for the sins of the world. The guilt of our selfishness and pride rested upon his shoulders. The hands that in other cases healed with the touch were seen to be nailed to the cross in payment for our ingratitude and lovelessness. The voice that told the lepers to go and show themselves to the priest would soon cry out in pain and agony, "I thirst," and my God, why have you forsaken me?" As Jesus endured the full punishment of body and soul, which all of us deserve. But that same voice would sound forth again after his resurrection, announcing that forgiveness of sins could be preached in his name to the Jews and Samaritans and all the nations of the earth. Only by the power of that resurrected Christ, received by us through faith, can the spiritual maladies of selfishness and pride and ingratitude and sin be turned from our hearts. Only in the strength which He supplies are we able to overcome our natural inclination toward evil and truly give thanks and glory to God. Who bothers to thank God? Through faith in Christ, the Samaritan leper was healed and saved, and motivated by that faith, he returned to give thanks. For such as that leper, it is not at all a bother to thank God. Rather, the expression of heartfelt thanks with our lips and with our lives is a joyous privilege which God provides for us in Christ during time, and hereafter in eternity. Amen.